And with me on the phone now from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, who is the editor of thecitywire.com, which covers politics, business, culture, and more for the entire KUAF listening area. Michael, how are you on this Thursday?
I'm well on this wet Thursday morning.
Yes, very, very wet. Let's see. Coming up soon, later this month, in fact, less than a week away, is the vote to extend a 1% sales tax in Fort Smith. Any feel for the fate of that extension?
Well, I think the citizens will go for, and there are a number of things on this ballot.
That's right.
Primarily, we're refinancing. The city is asking the voters to refinance a little over $55 million in an existing sales tax bond. And if they refinance that, and that's the first question. If voters don't do that, if don't approve that, nothing else matters. But if they approve that, then there are bonds for a little over $71 million and some other sanitary sewer work, which, by the way, the federal government requires. The city of Fort Smith under an order by the EPA to clean up its sanitary sewer system. And then there's a little over $28 million in water transmission system work and a little over $9 million in fire service station improvements. It's a new station at Chaffee Crossing, some new equipment, renovation of older stations. And then there's the construction of the aquatics park at Ben Guerin Park, which is probably the
most vulnerable.
Yes, it is. I think the other things, the city of Fort, citizens in Fort Smith have voted overwhelmingly, and by overwhelmingly, I mean 70 to 80% in some votes to renew bonds for infrastructure, whether it's roads or sewer systems or water systems. This aquatics park, I think if it passes, it's going to pass primarily on the coattails of these other items, but I think it is the most vulnerable. And then a part of this also will be a quarter of the tax will go for fire department and parks operations, and it sunsets all in 10 years.
And that vote is on the 13th.
Yep, 13th. So, and historically, light voter turnout. I'll be surprised if they're anything over 8,000 voters, probably more like 6,000 voters, but we'll see. It's a good thing the election's not today. They might have 1,000.
Earlier this week, you were in West Memphis for the Governor's Conference on Tourism. I guess one of the takeaways from that is that tourism did pretty well in 2011.
Right. There was about a little over 1,000 people there from the tourism industry, and it was just one big collective sigh of relief. The tourism economy statewide picked up. For example, state estimates that total travel expenditures last year related to tourism, which is business travel also, was $5.6 billion, up above the $5.4 billion in 2010. Also, sales tax collections, hospitality tax collections around the state, including Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith, were all up, and were consistently up through the year, Kyle. I mean, each month they were up compared to 2010. That being said, 2011 statewide, we're just getting back, whether you look at sales tax numbers or travel expenditures or the number of visitors, we're just getting back to the 2008 level. The industry was really, 2006, 2007 was really on an upward climb, and then we all know what happened nationwide in the state. So it's they're just getting back to some normalcy. So everyone's got their fingers crossed. They're hoping gas doesn't get to $5 or $4.50 a gallon, because that can nix every bit of this improvement.
Was there any conversation about what perhaps if there is a Republican controlled chamber or two next session, would that mean anything for the tourism industry?
Yes, they did have and I was surprised they had a relatively frank conversation about that, Kyle, where they talked about the importance this year more than ever for members of the tourism community, officials within the tourism community, to explain to new legislators and, well, all legislators, really, what they see is the importance of tourism, that over 100,000 people, more than 100,000 people are employed in Arkansas. Tourism is Arkansas' second-largest industry. What they're concerned with, and I'm not here to say whether their concerns are valid, but the Republicans who, there is a chance, political watchers around the state would agree there's a chance that Republicans will capture the House, have a historic majority in the House in this next session, and could capture, have a majority in the Senate. And some of those Republicans have not been especially friendly to the Tourism Commission. Some of them have sought to either repeal or dilute the laws that create A&P commissions around the state. So there is some concern that some of the gains in terms of what tax incentives and those type of things that have helped foster growth in the tourism industry could be turned back or worse.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor of thecitywire.com. It covers politics, culture, business, and more for the entire KUAF listening area. Michael, thank you.
All right. Always good talking to you.